He's going to come across guys that have to deal with him that cannot deal with him.
I think it's all an Amorim problem, you know?
100% it is, bro.
They basically brought three players that start week in, week out that are on their
they
own mission.
They misprofiled everyone, bro. Yeah, every player they've got is
one's Franklin, one's Trevor, one's Michael. GTA. They're all on their own mission, bro.
And then you got CJ Bruno from San Andreas.
Big smoke. Big smoke.
Here we go again.
This episode is brought to you by The Watch Section once again. And for you lucky viewers, The Watch Section has given you a discount code. Mention the code FILTHYTWS when purchasing an item above £500 to get £100 off. It's as simple as that. Big up The Watch Section. You see the watch there?
Dead there. Yeah?
Rolex.
Yeah, it was 16, I got 59.
On the wrist.
Made a discount.
Simple, £100 off of it.
You're going to make, you know, make it look bigger.
No, I like it, I'm still like
bracelet thing.
We are starting off the game a little bit shaky right now, and it's because it's the international break, man. It's no one's fault. Thankfully, the Premier League is back on Saturday. But then there's another international break in November again. What are they trying to do to us, boys, man?
I hate international break, man. I'll be honest with you,
crazy,
bro.
Isn't
it? Yeah, international footballer, though.
Who? What?
For who?
What are you talking about? I'm saying, like, that's his type.
What do you mean?
That's his type.
That's his type of footballer. Like, he's that type of footballer. International level.
Like, do you fund him, man, there? AFCON.
Yeah, man. He's looking for
a
club.
I don't want to say it.
You know, like, scouting, like, blonde hair, blondes his hair up, hits a hat trick.
I don't know why he's talking for me because I'm right here. I hate international football.
It's not great, innit?
Yeah, it's dead, man.
What did you mean, though?
Elaborate. I don't get what he means. So, yeah, elaborate.
He's all over the shop.
Does he know?
I was going to say.
Yeah, please.
What? He could probably find a little, like, Woodsy. Remember Woodsy?
Montserrat.
You understand? And you can go and that be your level. You can go be the top goal scorer.
He's from Congo. Congo's not a joke, footballing wise.
I could do it, you know, on a Botswana thing.
Botswana.
So if I'm a international footballer, what sort of footballer are you then? Because you are miles
from the street. Lower than
me. No, he'll be in Nicaragua.
Just about to say that.
Dan, I don't try and get money from football. Do you try and get money from football?
No, it's not that I try. I get paid from ball.
Exactly, and you took it as a disrespect that says international footballer. No, you're not.
But that's because Congo has, like,
levels.
The Congo players play in top leagues.
Who's the strong?
Wissa.
Congo striker, right? Wissa. Yeah, Wissa. Premier League.
Brentford.
So you can't be back up to Wissa.
Put it this way, Congo players play in Europe. Congo players play in the top European leagues.
But in my heyday, I could be.
In your heyday, you keep talking about your heyday. You was in HMP Belmarsh, bro. Don't tell me about your heyday, bro. I don't care about your heyday.
It's so sad. In my heyday, I weren't there. In your heyday, you was at Havertz and Waterloo.
No, I was at Palace. I was at Palace, banging. And even Havertz and Waterloo is still better place than where you was.
Already,
bro, I'm not doing this with you.
We're both here.
Anyway, let's.
We're both here.
Let's get back in the car.
Already, we know who to target. We know who to target. That table.
Hey, Wick.
No, let's get back to it.
Come on, let's get back to it. We're both here, though.
We're here.
I played at a high level.
Yeah, facts.
Man, I'm chill.
Have it in Waterlooville.
Listen, I know it is the international break, but there's still something to talk about, something to review. We're going to talk about the Premier League transfers. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple months now. We're going to do the top 10.
Oh.
Most expensive English transfers in the summer window, including add-ons.
Why are you upset? What's going on?
Just so we can upset loons, of course.
We know who's number one.
This is weird.
This is weird.
Seven games in.
I've got to go soon.
We're going to see.
He's rattled. What's the matter with him?
Bro. Hey, Billy. His last couple weeks has been bad. I know, but still,
ages ago.
But still, just chill. Listen, seven games in. We're going to see how they've done. It's as simple as
that.
Can
we start with number one if he's got a goal?
Listen.
And you know what? Can we just make a new... If you get a red, then no one can sub in. That is an empty seat.
A red?
You're already on a yellow.
Are we yellow for
no,
what?
If we sub you, we sub you, innit? But if the red is there,
if you get a red, then we'll just be your Liverpool hat.
This seems like it's like seven games in. Let's talk about the 10 most expensive.
Listen, let's talk, man.
I reckon Billy the GOAT's here for this, you know.
Listen, hold on. Let's land. With number 10, we have got Eberechi Eze 69.3 million euros, including add-ons.
Eberechi.
So there is a player that plays in another North London club that goes by the name of Xavi Simmons, who actually costs more initial fee, but when it comes to the included add-ons, Eze costs more. And nobody really wants to talk about my man, so let's talk about Eze.
You see, Simmons, I know why people don't really want to talk about him.
Why?
Because we don't know whether it's Simmons or Simons, and no one knows.
Yeah, but we're saying Eze wrong, it's Eze.
What?
You know him.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. He said it in an interview, it's Eze.
Stop, oh, who's your cousin?
Stop telling me about
you're gonna believe
that,
a man what? With a f***ing pearl necklace choke chain.
Oh my god. I'm believing what Eze said in the Eze.
It's Eze.
Okay. It's like Jordan Ibe. Remember Jordan Ibe? He said it, but they decided to
Ibe. It's pronounced in the Nigerian
way. It's Ibe, but they say Ibe.
Yeah, it's gonna be Ibe. No, so like
no,
I said,
it's Ibe.
You,
it's Ibe, not Ibe.
He was on this show and he said he's sick and tired of repeating himself. Bro, you got a bit of... Wipe there, bro.
So, like I was saying, Dan, it's Eberechi Eze. Mm-hmm. It's not Eze. I don't know what that is.
Eze.
Eberechi Eze costs 69.3 million euros, like I said. 5 appearances, 2 assists. We're not going to include the goal in the League Cup against Port Vale because it was in the League Cup.
No, it counts.
It counts, man.
It counts.
Yeah, it counts.
It all counts. The fact that
he contributed?
The fact that you don't want to include it is strong from you. So you could do
it. I know what this is. This is narratives. Okay.
What do you mean this is narratives?
Because Izak hasn't scored in the
Prem. We could just mention that
Izak ain't scored in the Prem. If I wanted to make Eze seem better, we'd be talking about the League Cup.
Nah, I hear you. Take the floor.
Yeah, so in the league, Eze scored
none.
Hasn't scored at all.
Yeah, none.
But 2 assists in 5 appearances. Been used on the left wing, on the central midfield, alongside Odegaard starting.
He's looked bright, man. I thought he's looked all right.
I think he's learning the system.
How many
he's
sub appearances?
Free flowing player, no
there's
more.
Been, I think there's been
that could be
2.
Misguided, you get me? So that could be like literally, it could be literally 3 appearances, you get me? The sub appearance could be 2-10 minutes. Yeah, about 2 10 minute ones shouldn't be appearances.
This guy.
I do hear that point.
He's trying to get himself sent off. You know what the devil is?
Deliberate.
Put me again.
What are you doing? Are you match fixing? What are you doing?
He's trying to get the second yellow.
What
I'm saying ain't legit.
No, it is legit.
But so 5 appearances. If one game's 10 minutes, is that a real appearance?
Can we just move on?
I'm just asking the question.
How has Eze done? How has he done?
He's done all right.
I think he's done well. Yeah. Considering the fact that he's not free-flowing as he was at Crystal Palace, he's now in a system where Arteta wants to just make him do this, that,
some instructions.
And that. Yeah. But he's getting into it, man. I think he'll get there in the end. I think he'll grab more assists, more goals, get more comfortable in the position he's in, and play to the system Arteta wants him to play in. That's it, really. Defensive,
how you think? Do you know what they're saying online? Not to go into it too much, but they're saying he's been Grealished, like what happened with...
I could see that, yeah. He's in a team where see them top 4 teams, there's a system now. These players that were free roaming, like look at Isak, we'll talk about him later, but you don't get that free roam no more, so you've got to stick to what you're told to do. And we know Arteta is a strict manager. You don't do what you're doing, you hold bench.
Yeah, it is. I think the reason that it might be a little bit of an excuse for him, but I think Arsenal, attacking-wise, I think we're still finding our feet.
Do you think he's got jitters as well still?
I just think all of us we're kind of figuring out like how it's going to go. You get me? We're using him left wing. We obviously tried him central midfield.
He's more comfortable there though.
Played him alongside Odegaard. Obviously Odegaard got injured early, but that would have been interesting to see 90 minutes of that. But I still think Mikel's trying to figure out how we're going to play. But I think in terms of the price, I don't think it's been bad.
Yeah. Where do you rather him play, on the left or 10?
Central, man.
He's more intricate when he's central playing.
I just want to see him on the pitch, man.
I hear that. Yeah, that too.
The thing is, Martinelli's been all right, actually, as it stands, yeah. And there's the only one place that Martinelli can play. And to be fair, Martinelli's a bit of an impact player, so he can. I just think that Eze's wasted out there.
100%
in our system, I think so. Yeah, 100%.
And especially where Arsenal have a lot of possession, they pin teams back. You need wide players to be wide players, And Eze is going to be, even if you play him out there, he's going to kind of drift in and get involved. And
I think we're comparing the wrong players. I think, like, you see when people are trying to say it's Eze or Odegaard, I think Odegaard and Zubi are compared to playing the key passes. I think Eze is more attacking, intricate with his play. And in that central part, he shines.
They're all rubbish, man.
No, they're not, man. What do you think, Lippy?
Nah, GLP is struggling. Sorry, I was
bro, yeah, was that you? Was that you I was hearing? What's happened?
The sweets.
Do you need some water?
Yeah, he's got beard in his mouth. He's good. I think he's been all right.
Is he not better in the central than being out far on the left and not? Because every time man are on that left, they're just taught to pass back.
Me in the ideal world, I'd want Odegaard starting there, Rice left eight, Zubimendi the six, and him on the left, innit? But obviously, with Odegaard out now,
I'd want Odegaard him in the... over Eberry in the 10?
My thing is, I want Odegaard and Eze to be on the pitch at the same time.
Same.
That's a big deal 100%. For me. Because they're two ball players, two flair man, and we ain't had that. Like, we have efficient attacking players, innit? But to have two pure
who gets
footballers
dropped?
Like that, I think you've got to find a way to play them
both. You can't have them both in the midfield.
Not yet.
And that's why...
We tried to do it against West Ham and Odegaard got hurt, so we didn't get to see how it would be, innit?
I think even in that system of how they played was great and they sacrificed Rice, but they still wasn't fluid. So I feel like Odegaard and Eberry are still trying to get to know each other. Like the whole front line are trying to get to know each other.
They are both like... The player that is going to look for that final ball. Like
they're game changers.
Sexy kind of players, is what I'm saying. You can't really afford for two of your three midfielders to be that similar profile.
Yeah, I think naturally Eze is kind of like taking less touches than he would in a Palace side. So he's kind of, you saw with the, in that, what was it, half hour, not even that, against West Ham, he kind of let Odegaard have more of the, like attacking touches, and he kind of was more the kind of guy to link play.
Odegaard plays with more urgency though. Like, do you get me?
But that's Odegaard's play, yeah.
We play through him, innit? So it's, and obviously that was Eze at Palace. So it's a different game, innit? And I think even with the guy in front of him, Gyökeres now, like, it's just different, innit? So it's going to take a while. But I think initially, when it comes to, we're top of the
decent
league.
Decent start.
Do you know what I do say to counter-attack what you're saying, yeah? Uh-huh. That... With Ebbs, he still has to earn the right to be able to be comfortable for them to just trust him with the ball, like how they was doing at Palace.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? He's not in a Palace side where he is the main man. He earned it there. So he has to now come and be like, yo, you man, forget the assist. I'm the guy. Do you get what I'm saying? And I think Odegaard being injured at the moment is going to really put pressure on him that I think he needs, because then it's going to be like, ah, cool. Let me really show these guys what I'm about and what I can do. Do you get what I'm saying? But I think so far, so good.
Loons, what are you telling me about Eze?
Decent start.
Okay. Yeah, good player, man.
Let's go number nine.
On that note,
Martin Zubimendi was still in the Arsenal midfield region.
I got a slip.
Do your thing.
Billy.
Bro.
He's taking the knock.
Yeah, you lot.
I love the way he took the bibble. He's taking the bibble.
Yeah,
give
him my stuff.
Early.
Kirkhead's Burnley. Kirkhead, no, I can't clap that performance. Duh. I can't clap that performance. Man.
Robert Sanchez.
That's an other guy.
Is he still talking?
Guys,
he's had a bad weekend, lads. He's had a bad weekend. Can't be the triple loss that's got man ducking like this. Man.
Three losses on the trot has got him moving crazy.
Over 200 mil.
Liverpool don't win. He has a horrible week. It's as simple as that.
Aye.
Billy.
The GOAT.
Billy in the building.
Long time, man. My first time in the studio, you know.
First time in this studio? Yeah, but you've been MIA for a minute, though.
Outside,
no, bro, it will get better. I'm just here to support. I'm saying it will get better,
man.
It will get me. Nothing goes up forever, but nothing goes down forever. It's all right.
Do your thing, man. Welcome back, Billy.
Please, let's welcome Billy the GOAT, man. let's welcome back the GOAT, man. Quickly, though, 2 seconds.
Go on.
Tables. You know, I think it's whoever goes on this.
I'm so sorry.
What are you going to say?
But I spoke to Billy a bit earlier in the day, yeah?
Oh.
And I was talking to him. I'm like, yo, like,
you're streaming that to just like, you get me, getting to know him and that, whatever, boom, boom, just chatting to him in it, no Diddy. Cool, so I'm like, oh.
Can't
like,
say that,
bro,
with
you,
that chain.
You got like bare backpacks and that, like, what, are you traveling? He's like, no, I've just come down to the ends and whatever, boom, boom. I'm like, oh, cool, so where are you originally from?
Tommy's from Ireland. Hell no, Billy, I love you, but up you go.
Chat, that's the quickest substitution, man. Can I just say, I've broke the record for the quickest substitution in filthy history. Quickest substitution in filthy history. How many seconds? I need a timer. I need a timer on the screen. Listen, I've broke the record for the quickest substitution in filthy history. I need a timer on the screen for how long that was, by the way. Thank you very much.
All right, that's the coldest. Big up, Billy.
All right, Billy.
Back at the clap.
Yeah, man, see you in 3 months.
Yeah. Interim player is insane.
Never seen that before.
Who's it? Hendo? Milner to steady this shit.
What the earth was that?
What the earth was that? What do you mean?
Hey, bro, what is it with this fucking table?
That might have been the wrong sub, bro. What the earth is...
Bro, I think maybe it should be you and Billy.
Sub him as well, bro.
Because this man has had a fucking crazy start.
No, come on, man.
Bro, why is it so tight as well?
What's going on? Bro, this has meant to be, it's a choker.
It's on your Adam's apple.
It's hanging on his Adam's apple.
Electric chokers.
Bro. You get the light, it's cold, innit?
It's like a collar.
Bro, it's tighter than your collar, bro.
There's a gap between the necklace and the t-shirt. That's insane.
All right, anyhow, you lot, hey, if Wick don't talk for 30 seconds, it could be breathing problems. So be careful. Be careful.
First aid. Have we got first aid?
Paul, have we got first aid?
I bagged it. You're an overplayer. Yeah.
Nah.
What do you mean?
No. He is because it was all that fish and chicken and that you're doing today, yeah?
Yeah. My boy, basic. Bro, man said, my doing. I always bring food for the man, them. I don't understand
I'm
why.
I'm just thinking back to the live show now as well because you have got a trim. You got a child, on.
So basically, because I'm thoughtful, I've been away for a minute as well. I thought today, welcome back. Bring some
welcome
food.
Welcome back, bro.
You're saying welcome back. You was eating everything.
No,
this is what I'm saying.
The performance. The food's all right.
Anyway, so cool. So I said, you know what? It's my welcome back today. Let me come and bring some Jamaican food for the Jamaican man. You get me? They're telling me, yeah, the Congolese food is rubbish. I don't eat African food. I thought, let me cater to the Jamaicans. I told my brethren come true, my Brooksy, Rooks on it. Brought down some jerk chicken, some fried fish, macaroni and cheese. And now these men are dissing me. Tell me, I'm going to make performance. I can't do anything
boys,
right,
bro. Boys, we're on 9, fam.
Listen.
Now, we need to do this quick. We need to do this quick.
All right, listen.
Let's get back in the car.
Number 9, still on Arsenal midfield, Martin Zubimendi. 70 million euros, including add-ons from Real Sociedad this summer. 7 appearances, 2 goals. We've obviously not bought him to score goals, but he scored 2 goals. But he looks good, man. I think he looks good.
Oh, he's a quality player. We've known for years now. Zubimendi's quality.
I'll be honest, man. I think,
beg to differ.
What, you don't like him?
What?
I just don't think.
You miss Partey.
Yeah.
That's AFCON behaviour.
My friend said that as well.
No, wait. I've been saying this for even before he signed.
No, but exactly. So it's BLM.
No, I hear it. It's not even a BLM thing. I said it's performance based.
No, but you said before he signed, so he hadn't performed yet, and you were saying.
But even when I watched him perform, it's still for me. It's not enough in the big games. He's been hiding.
Nah,
he hasn't been good.
No,
he wasn't good against. Don't you cannot tell me he was good against Liverpool or Newcastle.
Or
it's
United.
Impossible.
United.
City. Bro, he's a mini Pirlo in training, man.
Bro. I think against all those.
Come
teams,
on, man. He wasn't good as keeper. But this is why I hate Arsenal fans. You know. You know what.
Booked and injured.
Do you know what it is? The word count on that table is high.
Do you know what's even worse?
It's in the red on
Twitter.
We've
got no more subs. Have you ever used your last sub?
No, we got another sub.
Nah, we got rolling subs, innit? So we got rolling.
Oh, Power League.
But you know what it is? Martin Zubimendi, regarding what you said about him and Partey, I kind of hear it because I think what you're talking about, I think he's a lot less athletic than Partey was. But for me, I think he's a lot more athletic than I thought Zubimendi was. I kind of thought he'd just be a little idiot, just floating around.
No, he's got panache, man.
What I like about him, I just think he does things a lot quicker than Partey, man.
Have you not still got Jorginho, by the way?
No, he's gone.
Brazil. Going back to Brazil.
He's
yeah.
like far more mobile.
He's just not as defensive.
Yeah, he's just like... He,
and he's not aggressive as how Partey was.
It's different.
Do you know what he is? Can pick a pass.
Partey was good for Arsenal, yeah, because he played round the corner really quickly. Yeah. Like, bam. Like,
yeah,
it was like,
100.
Yeah, yeah.
He played
forward.
Round the corner. Like, that ball kind of gives the eights and the tens mad space and time on the ball. But Zubimendi, he kind of not telegraphs his passes, but you can... It's always a good decision, but you can see the decision. Whereas Partey sometimes can just...
He could just do the decision quicker.
I don't know, man. Nah, man. I think both Partey... Good, Partey would do this thing, yeah. We like it would turn around 360, then pass it to a man. Where Zubi will get it and it's just bang.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just
pop and move, pop and move.
And then we'll just, you get me? And
with Partey, you was more comfortable in the midfield. We was way much more stronger.
Arsenal look good with both.
But they do. He's not bad, but I just feel like he can do more.
Until I started seeing long throws.
Good 7 games in?
Against PSG.
7 games into when we signed.
Again, it's still very early.
Partey landed Jan, innit? So it's like, He was warm. It's different, isn't it, man? We'll see, man. But I think
that's a good signing.
Well, Zubimendi's good, man. Yeah. The only thing well. I do miss about Partey, where I do understand where you're coming from, there are times in the game, and maybe it's just because I'm not analysing, but you see the best parts of Partey's game, I was always aware of them. So if it was their press resistant, if it was the ability to keep it ticking, and so I always saw Partey. So maybe I just got to see a little bit more Zubimendi, but that final performance against England anyway, that 45 minutes where he come off the bench and
changed the game, he found the pace fast.
That let me know.
Yeah,
that was this quality. Guy is yeah. top quality. And you know what? He's been good and I don't think we've seen the best of him. Nowhere near the best of him.
Do you also feel like, okay, yes, he done it against England and it was perfected. Crazy. And it was good. But do you not feel like there's some players that sometimes they do well in the big stages, and then when they come over to like, or they get bought by a team, they don't do as well. Because it happens. There's bad man that do it. The man in my dump.
This has to stop.
Boys.
It's you.
You two have to stop.
No, it's him. Stop it. No, because I'm looking at you.
You're right. You're the one on the left.
It's you, Zlo, and him.
What's he talking about?
Every time.
Hey, these men are bad.
It's
you.
It's you.
Wait, listen to me.
He's got tears in his eyes.
You're the trigger right now.
So me?
Yeah, you have to move it quick.
Wick, listen to me, bro. Listen to me.
I'm not listening to you. Let's get back in the car.
Number eight. All right, Zubimendi's gone. We gotta go number eight.
Number eight, please.
I need to highlight the chaos in this episode. All right, boys, can I highlight something? You know, this is the most simple episode.
So, well,
everything's
can run
done
it.
For
it's
us.
It's numbered.
Yes, literally. And we're on 9 doing the mad thing. Oh my God. Okay. Matheus Cunha, €74.2 million from Wolves to Man United. You know what I love about this one? It says 6 apps, nothing else. No assists, no goals, but let's be mature about it. He's been good.
He's looked good. He's looked dangerous, but no.
No, do you know it is? Yeah. No numbers.
I wouldn't say end product.
But do you know it is? That could almost be a positive. That. He's making United look better without necessarily putting numbers on the board. I think Cunha, long before the United transfer, everybody knew he's one of the better attacking players Facts. In the Premier League.
Facts.
So the fact that you lot got him finishing where you lot finish, it was good.
What do you reckon? I like this conversation, you know?
Yeah, I like this. We're being honest.
Because before, it was getting him from Wolves, what you expect in sort of business. Now, he's one of the very few players in our team that are running at man. Like when he starts driving with the ball, it looks like he's gonna create something. And I think he obviously same thing. Early doors, obviously he hasn't scored or assisted. We could look at numbers, whatever. But I think us being mature, we could see that. Oh, is it my turn now?
I knew.
I just
you lot are dumb. You lot are dumb. You lot are dumb. No, I listen to you.
No, no, sorry. Well, let me tell you. It's him.
It's the eyes.
It's him. I promise you. He is making us do a mad thing. It's him. It's him. I'm not looking at you. Sorry, no, continue. What you're saying is right. Continue.
I mean this. Can I ask you a question, though?
Continue.
You see, Gokker is, yeah? There are some games where he don't score and he don't assist, but there's other people that are just going to take over that job for you. Because today, you've just got to be a problem for three defenders, take them out of the game so it might give more space for the winger or the midfielder. Yeah. And I'm like, I think that about Matheus Cunha. Like, if I was a centre-back, he don't have to score or get an assist for him to have a good game. Like, he's just going to be a problem. But if he takes people out of the game, are you kind of a bit afraid that, like, there'll be nobody else to put the chance away potentially when you've got clever
talent? Do you know what I think is getting a bit annoying that I've been seeing recently? It looks like everyone wants to score on our team. So there's times where I see Cunha shoot where he doesn't need to shoot.
But you knew you was going to have this problem because your front three is... Well, is Cunha part of the front three?
Yeah, you could say, yeah. Sesko
and Mbeumo.
Then you've got the likes of Ahmad. Then you've got Bruno, who's, do you know what I mean? Halfway line. Halfway line and forward. He's trying to shoot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think the only one going forward is probably Dorgu that doesn't want to shoot.
Yeah.
All of them want to try and score. So I think that's the problem. That's a big problem that we have.
I think that's a good problem, though.
No, it's not. You know what? There was a clip where Scholes said something, and I remember thinking he's right. You know, like, trying to score from every attack is immature.
Killing you. Kills you, bro. You got to keep it. Yeah. This is football, bro. Games are won 4-0 at best. You understand? You could play great and win 1 or 2-0.
Even to add to that, I think there's, because of the mindset that they have potentially, I think even sometimes in their final pass to help the other brother, it ain't a good pass. If that
it's
makes
too
sense.
Direct.
It's not a good pass. Yeah. There's even... you. And we talk about the whole 15, 20 minutes, United looked good, sorry, and I saw it in City, but we had two opportunities to score and when I mean opportunity, I'm not talking about half, we had two good opportunities if the final pass was good. Now, them two chances didn't happen. All of a sudden, you don't score, they get a half chance, they score, the game's completely changed. Do you get what I mean?
And do you know one thing I'm trying to figure out loads of examples where it's not worked, but with Man United anyway, like, I wouldn't sign bare people that at their club, they're one of the main people that need to score. Like, I wouldn't do that because it's like, how do you change your mentality from being at Wolves and being, it's just between you and Larson that need to score. And then you've got Brentford where it's just Mbeumo and Wissa that need to score. And it's like, they're used to being the main guy.
It's a team game, yeah? When it's all said and done, it's a team sport. You need a certain, I can't really think of many selfless United players that are going to make the decoy run or
Mason
is one of them, yeah. But what I'm saying is, across your front five, four of them want to be the gunman.
And to be fair, if we brought, I'm not taking nothing from Sesko, but if we brought a nine that was like a Bobby Firmino type,
yeah, that's what I was just,
I could understand. Do you know what I mean? But we brought someone else who wants to score.
But in that system, Bobby Firmino in that system wouldn't work anyway. Now,
no, but
one's
a player of that magnitude who is selfless.
Even a João Pedro.
Oh, I hear you.
And it allows... if you're going to go for Mbeumo and Cunha as the guys behind the nine, that nine needs to be creative. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Xerxes improves.
And the reason that is because they're not going to create for the nine. These are guys, if a ball drops at their feet within 25 yards, they're going to try and make something happen.
Yeah, 100%.
You understand? 100%. So the nine needs to be the guy to link that.
It's probably why United start well in most games.
100%.
Yeah. They start well because it's mad attacking, but as soon as it settles down and you need your players to settle down a touch,
can't do it,
you've still got three nines.
They can't
essentially,
do it.
Innit?
They can't
and
do
that's
it,
why, like, if you look at that system, like, in that system, your best players should be in midfield and defence. For your best players to be up front, like, how is the ball even getting there? And when it gets there, you're going to have to try and make it stick. And sometimes when the ball doesn't stick, it goes back into midfield, the midfielder wins it, and then who's going to win the first ball for United? So essentially, and when I'm thinking about it now, you spend a lot of money on attack, but I think it's maybe a waste of money, man.
53% possession, man. They knew, they had all the data before they started the season, they still made the signings they made.
I think it's way easier than Amorim is making it, innit?
You buy the players for that shape.
So again, the nine needs to be a guy that provides for the two guys behind him. One of your centre-backs needs to be a little bit comfy on the ball. One of your
Central
one of the central midfielders needs to be a maniac,
yeah,
bro.
Absolutely.
Up and down. Yeah.
Without Belibo.
Like yeah. Exactly. He needs to be like a Caicedo.
I said it before. If we didn't sign one of the tens, push Bruno on and spend that money and buy a proper midfielder.
You could be in trouble. And that's what's happening.
Taking it back to Cunha.
I was gonna say.
Cunha's been good. do you know what it is? Cunha's been good. He's been hurt early, and we've seen how good he is already. I think he deserves credit for that. You understand? Because there's players that are going to be on this list that have not proven it yet.
Yeah.
You understand? And with him, game week one against us, he looked good, bro.
Saw it.
Game week two, Fulham, he looked good.
Can I ask you this question then? Do you reckon we see the best of Cunha when Amorim's fired? Because everyone they bought, remember, not to spread the conversation too much but about everyone, but at least the players they bought, we know they can play another system.
You see the best of everyone when Amorim leaves.
100%.
I was just about to say that. I think it's anyone.
Because he's a baller. Anyone. Cunha is a baller.
He's one of the better attacking players in the league last season in a team that finished 16th, I think. And he was still able to, no one wants to play against Wolves. Because of him.
He weren't there, Wolves would have been relegated.
Yeah, facts.
He's the only one. You understand, fam? He's the one person you worry about.
But he's so Bruno Fernandes. It's just like, can you have him and Bruno on the same team?
That they all have, yeah?
It's the profile.
We're going to have to move on anyway. But I think they all, this is Manu's players' problems as a whole, yeah? But Cunha sums it up. He's a madman on the ball. He's going to dart. He's going to try and make things happen. He will release the ball when he's ready, not when you should get it.
Yeah.
There's no other option but to do it.
Yeah.
Although that's one man would disagree, do you know who would make Cunha play so well? And this whole Man United side play, what? Roy Keane. If he was sat in the middle of the park right now, even next to
a metronome,
when he says play that pass, you're playing that pass. I don't think if Bruno tells Cunha play that
the man on the team telling each other what to do, it's like talking to each other as brethren. Like, who are you to tell me something? Oh, were you to... It's just an argument.
I don't
think
that happens with Keane.
No, I rate you, but you rate him. No, it's like a big argument of bare man on the pitch. There's not one... I can't look at Man United.
That everyone listens to.
Who?
I said there's not one leader.
Maguire has to be.
Nah.
No chance. They don't rate him.
Anyway, let's go number seven, man.
Number seven. Number seven is Nick Woltemade.
Voldemort.
€75 million
Dark
from...
Lord.
Where did he come
from? Where?
Hogwarts.
You don't know where he went from?
Where did he come from?
Where did he sign from? Lips?
Stuttgart or...
Stuttgart. Yeah,
well,
sorry.
I can say Stuttgart, sorry. Stuttgart.
Almost, I wanted to say Wolfsburg, sorry, but because I knew it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I want to say something about him. 4 appearances, 3 goals, 6'6". He can play, bro. For 6'6", scored a roof to penalty the other day. Good goal against Arsenal. I think good performance against Arsenal. He can play, man.
Lips, watch the penalty properly, bro.
It's exactly what Jad said.
Hit the roof first.
Bro. But did you see the way, bro? Did you see the cat in the snow?
Yeah.
The meme that everyone used to go on about.
Hit it like that. Hit it like that.
Bro.
Hit it like that.
He done the slow run-up thing and he just went out of nowhere and it just went.
Yeah.
Cat in
the snow.
Bro,
literally.
Bro, if Max Sells dived yesterday, he won't get it.
There's nothing stopping that. The only way you can stop that is by reading his mind, bro. And even that,
the day before, you can't read his mind on the day, bro. You're not saving it.
He can play, man. I think Newcastle are not doing as well as they did last season, obviously without Isak. But he is doing well, man. I think when it comes to him, he's looking better than certain other nines that were bought.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It's as simple as that.
He's adjusted well. Like, one thing I like
about
him.
And he's young as well. So
he's younger. What is so sick about him is like he's come in and he doesn't have, you don't have to worry about Isak. He's nothing like Isak. He's nothing like him at all. He's got a completely different game. So like Newcastle are now probably playing football, which suits them better than when Isak was there. Because Isak, again, he's the number one striker.
And
he's
frees up Gordon. That's why you get a better Gordon.
Are they better?
No, they're not. They're not better.
I think it's only position wise that make them look that they're not better. But they are actually a very good side, and they'll finish in the top 7.
No, I just think they are as good as they were, which was that they kind of, where did they finish last year? Fifth or sixth?
Fifth.
And they kind of that could have been sixth, depending on.
They're better with Isak. They're much better with Isak.
I think Isak, yeah, and Gordon. Isak used to kind of hug that left channel a little bit.
Yeah.
And they would, it was all, every time you saw them attack, it would be that left channel. Always, yeah? And I think now you're seeing a little bit of a more one-on-one direct Gordon.
I agree.
Because he's a box man.
Yeah.
He's not getting involved in these channels.
Yeah,
staying the width of the stick.
He knows he's Gordon's been up front certain games. They've been playing like a five at the back. Livermore and thing.
And it's like a two up top.
And then but what helps is obviously because he's so big.
Hey.
Like in
he said helps. If you said
Kai's so big in this one here, yeah,
in height.
He's good for the flick ons.
Tall.
He's good for flick ons, and it allows obviously Elanga with his frightening pace to go forward.
That's it. You can play Gordon off him. You can play off him.
I think he's good. I think he's gonna shock everybody this year with goals scored.
I think he already is, man.
Yeah, he already is.
His goal against us,
where he lost his man. Yeah, he's cold.
Bro, Gabriel is one of the most dominant aerial defenders in the world.
In world
right
football,
now.
Yeah.
But he moved to him.
I don't think he moved to him. Though. Do you know what it is?
Bro, he didn't have
He still got the surprise element. As much as I rate him, as much as I feel like you agree with you, Newcastle probably might be a better team with him up front in the compared to Isak. It's still a shock element. I want to see him after about 15 games. Because
I wasn't even talking about that. I was just talking about the goal.
But the goal's not that great, though. It's a good header, but I think you can mark that.
Nah, but he put it where he headed that ball. He was the only human in the Prem that could have headed the ball at that height. And that's what I'm saying about him. That was good. It's like there was not a defender in the world that could have stopped that. That's why Gabriel just had to, he felt the hands on his back. He just had to go down. There's no way he could have jumped that high.
I think they were a bit arrogant though. I think Arsenal were a bit arrogant to this guy. I think maybe a few people were because there are tall players today that can't head the ball. Whereas back in the day, if you were tall, you can head it.
Nah, Hondo, it's just where, I can't remember who swung. It was a corner routine. That Tenali was a routine.
Swung it.
Yeah, Tenali out to Gordon. Gordon back to Tenali. Tenali just hit it high.
But during that, Voltamada made his run, span his player.
That's what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I'm saying?
If he gets the run, that's it. But now,
like my whole thing is, he's 22 years old. I don't imagine there's bear to his game. Obviously, he'll learn more in England. But where that little corner routine happened, Arsenal don't know him. We don't know nothing. Now we're going to have evidence of that visually.
Yeah, maybe. But you know, some strikers, like, for example, a 6'6" striker, yeah, is already a rarity.
Yeah.
Because they're not nimble.
Yeah.
You could bet your bottom dollar he is good at getting across that front post. He could like on a Giroud.
Bro. Yes, bro. Yes.
Do you know what he gave me shades of? I'm going to say it early.
Who?
Berbatov.
I hear it.
He's very neat, bro.
Berbatov.
Because that's what I like about him, bro.
But he's not a silky, though.
Yeah.
I think the best is yet to come. He's actually a good player.
He's
and intelligent.
Much better technically than I thought he'd be. Because I just thought he's going to be there 6'6", hard to play against. But bro, ball at his feet, it's not bad, bro. 75
You can get in his mind,
euros.
Though. You can get in his head,
young,
though.
Young, innit?
I think
young.
He looks like Elmander.
Has Voldemort, has he been better than Isak?
Has he contributed to his price tag, though?
Yeah.
For Newcastle. What he needs to do. Does he do what he needs to do?
For me, he's been better than Isak.
Of course he has.
He's been better than Jokeres. He's been better than Sesko.
Chris Woods, I think he's better than him at the moment.
He wasn't a sign-in, but yeah, he's been better than Chris Woods as well.
has he been the best striker this season?
I think, do you know what it is? I don't think he's necessarily been the best striker this season, but out of the, we thought the top guys were going to be Sesko, Jokeres, Ekotike has probably been as good as him, and he's in there, bro. So it's you got to give the credit.
Nah, he's been good.
That's a yell, Pedro.
Before we continue, we are going to be sure. Hold on, let me finish. You didn't let me finish, fam. We are going to be sure to make sure you make sure that you subscribe.
Subscribe
to our channel.
Just hit the button.
There's too many. I'm in the comments with you, bro. I think they think it's not me, bro. I'm chatting.
What account are you using, though?
My account. It's my face, my hairline, everything.
No, I'm going to get an account.
Chat to them, bro, because they're calling us out on there, you know, bro. Chat to them. Just say, brother, Loons is wrong. Why are you agreeing? But yeah, nah, I didn't agree with him too much. I think it's him. But yeah, get notified. Subscribe to the channel, please, man. Yeah? Number 6, Victor Jokeres, 65.8 million euros, 7 appearances, 3 goals in the Premier League.
Not bad. Numbers.
Not bad.
He is an old school striker. Uses his build to shield off players, makes them nuisance runs that defenders can't handle. He's doing the dog work, making him sound
better than what he's been doing, bro.
No, but it's the basics for him. He's just an old school striker.
You didn't buy him for that. You're talking right now based on the fact that he's not doing what you want him to do. Let's just be honest.
And your hands on your head, that your body language just went to.
I just like what he's providing for the team
no,
right now.
No, you don't.
I do, bro. Because we got 100 men that can score.
Can I do it?
Do it.
Can I do it? I'm playing the loons card. We're top of the league.
Oh, my there you Lord. Go.
We are top of the league.
I thought we were having an honest conversation.
Not like Yu-Gi-Oh. You know when a man draws for that mad dragon
in
Yu-Gi-Oh?
I know about Yu-Gi-Oh.
We're top of the league.
Asian.
They are top of the
we
league.
We are drawn for the loons card. We're top of the league.
We're better exactly. than that. We're better than
and
that.
And he's contributed.
We're better
no,
than
not, we
not
are. Today. He's
loons
contributed to
survived.
That.
Survived. How many weeks off
you're
that?
Not loons lips.
Sometimes I am.
This yeah. Menace, do you know what's not? You can't do that though, because he is a big part of the reasons why we're top of the league, even if I don't like him as a striker. He's a big reason. Against Newcastle United, for the first time, I've watched Newcastle United away from home, at home, sorry, look that bad. And in about years, Eddie Howe has
took
them.
The game to them.
Brother, I've not seen an Arsenal striker that aggressive to the point where two centre-backs are holding on to him like that flipping Drogba picture.
Holding his mouth.
But we've gone back to that. That's now where football's going. The big number nine up top. The handful, the one that requires two players to look after him. Like that's where it's
he
gone.
He lets the wingers breathe when he's doing his thing.
You know what I don't understand about people cussing him? We liked Havertz for that. When Havertz's performances weren't great, we liked the fact that he was hard to deal with. This guy's that with a little bit of goals in there right now, bro.
Done right by a little.
It's more than half.
I think the opposing teams
then.
Are out there to just f*** him up, like just bully him.
How
get
are we gonna
tight
use
on
that?
Him. My sorry bad. About my bad, but they just get tight on him and they just want to bully him, but he can't get bullied because he'll still pop it to someone.
Yeah, no, he's a good player. Obviously,
he does take six
he's
touches, gonna... but he'll find his feet. It's
the thing
prem,
is,
like,
there was one goal I saw, his first goal, I think, where I saw him like kind of coming off the left hand side,
Leeds,
like, kind of scrap one into the near
scrapped
corner.
Scrapped it, thank you.
And it's
yeah.
just like
it wasn't a great goal.
It wasn't a great goal. It wasn't a good goal.
It wasn't a great goal.
Nothing about it was good. If anything, it was poor defending than it was good. Striking ability.
I thought I was the only one.
It was like something you see at Power League, innit? It was just like, it was
watch,
something
man.
Mad.
It's not. No. I swear to God, it ain't hate watch. It didn't look good.
I'm with you lot. I agree with you lot.
Do you know what
I'm
it is?
Sorry,
as
it's
much
not
as
good.
I hear that, yeah? As much
but
as
what
I,
what's that?
Do you know what it is? As much as I hear you saying that, yeah? We got players that are way better on the ball than him that didn't do that in that Leeds game, bro. So he's got something about him where he at least wants, because in that same Leeds game, I remember he got the ball like a dog left wing. Played it to, I think, I can't even remember who it was, Nonny. Then he overlapped Nonny, ran round him, smashed the post. The guy's just
on
a dog.
Side, that was cold, yeah. Was
he's
cold.
Got that. He's got that thing about him, bubble football.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got that bubble football about him.
Bounce off him. It has to be ugly. It has to be ugly.
But I think he needs to, you see me as a defensive player, yeah? The hardest big players to play against are the guys that only fight you half of the time, yeah? So there's times you go to fight them, they're not interested. They're trying to move away from
you. They're trying to catch you
and, yeah, and you're
slipping.
Confused. You're like, hold on, we've been doing this all half. Then all of a sudden I go to touch you and you just go, oi, don't touch me, right? I'm got, you understand? A little bit Harry Kane-ish, a little bit, you understand? A little
clever.
Bit smarter. Because again, we Hoyland has that, had that problem at United, I think. Always trying to fight the man. No matter what, you're not, that's a centre back, bro. His bread and butter is to mash you up, G. So even if you're stronger than him, all he has to do is stop you, bro. He doesn't even have to be pretty.
But it's difficult to stop Gokeres because obviously if you put your body in front of the ball, they ain't going to get the ball. But his body's like this.
Nah, he's
so when you're
heavy,
trying to
bro.
Get the ball of
very
him and
heavy.
He's even
Tank.
Running at a top pace,
Tank.
You still can't get the ball of him. And I love all of that. My problem is if he's through on goal, I don't trust him. Not one bit. And it's because the feet. You need to have good feet. Small, one second.
I don't think he lasts particularly long at Arsenal.
No, at all.
I think he's good. He's a good fill-in for now. And I think after a while, you lot will look for something that has similar traits, but more quality.
Yeah, because you know, they look at him and they go Haaland. But you see the difference? Well, there's many differences. But the one big difference, when Haaland's in front of goal, I'm telling you it's a goal. Very rarely is it not a goal. When Gokeres is in front of goal, you get the part where Martinelli's hoping it goes in, it hits the post and he taps it in. And I'm like, when I saw that, I'm like, Gokeres, you holding off two people at 26, 27 years old, that's what you're meant to do in your career. So score.
So finish it, yeah.
Because I tell you what the difference is, yeah? He's been through on goal for Arsenal about three times in his Arsenal career, clearly. Because again, clean. Because again, he's too busy fighting a man. He's not worrying about the movement off the... Because again, Haaland now, half the time he's fighting you, but the other half of the time he's trying to be smart with the space. So he gets... So Haaland's the chance that Haaland scores might be the second or third chance in the game. Those...
He don't have his finesse. Djokovic
only gets
shot.
Three chances a game.
You think he's got a finesse shot? Only,
you don't know. We won't know. Because, brother, the point is, yeah, he's not doing enough to make the most of these chances. So that Martinelli one you're talking about, that game, that was his only chance.
He could have
scored
that
game. No, but fair enough. But when you have one chance, bro, you're not likely going to score, fam. You need to play a game that buys yourself space.
Gee, you see for this price here, as a striker, I can't lie, you have to bury it.
Not for this, not for the price.
But you still got, but as a striker, forget the price. Even if it was for 1 mil, the bottom line is, as a striker, in that sort of position that you're playing in and the level you're playing, you have to bury.
Bro, that choke is killing me.
You might only just get one chance. Yeah, cool.
I feel my luck because it's going up the neck, bro.
But then here my fingers have got
there. It's gone there.
No, he just had to gulp.
Go on, choke.
He struggled to gulp. How can the chain move when he talks?
What I do like, although there's a lot of negatives, the positives that I do like about him is that he's getting in these chances, like he's creating chances.
He
might not bury them now, but he's creating them. But we do know one thing, he bags goals. We do know that from his previous club.
But then so
once he gets into his goal motion, I feel like he's going to do all right.
Boys, all I'm going to say, remember what we're saying about him. There's another 9 we're going to speak about.
Okay.
Last, remember this. We're going to carry on though, number 5.
It's the best restaurant, fam.
Brian Mbeumo. 75 million euros, including add-ons from Brentford off the back of a 20 league goal season, which is amazing, from the right wing. He's played 7 times, 1 goal, 1 assist. But again, a little bit of context to that. It's part of the reason why United look good. Is obviously we rated the fact that you lot got him, even though you finished in a horrible position. But Menace, how do you feel he's done? Bearing in mind that you're the transfer man. You're like the
I'm the pressure man. Yeah, it was the pressure
man. You're like if a man
the kit's costs on now.
If a man costs this, he must do this.
I'm not his biggest fan, you know.
I hear it.
I'm not his biggest fan, bro. Same thing I said about with who do we speak about? Cunha. When I'm talking about final passes, he is one of the biggest letdowns in terms of creating chances and that pass being a good pass.
Can I
bro.
Say something though?
Go on.
He don't want to pass.
He don't want to make the final pass. Is it, you know, like that? Is that buying?
But I just said that. I said that in the sense of who we signed, all three of them want to be at the end of things. But at the same time, you're going to have to learn change. To pass. Passing yeah, is there, not, we're not there. Asking you to be intricate or change your complete game.
It's just a
like,
decision. It's just a decision.
That's all it is. So realistically, he should have, and I'm not asking him to do some outside the boots, swaz thing.
Just a decision.
Bro,
just a decision.
The final pass for him and the games that I've seen and what he's done, it ain't impressed
me,
bro.
The moment where you just need it to be
but
perfect.
But don't you just think, yeah, football science, yeah, wanting your final pass from a man inverting is just... It's less of a chance.
I think because it's easier.
Like, no, but my thing is inverting, yeah? When the whole point of inverting wingers is to score, bro. Them man on, I know we've kind of reverted now because nines are more prominent now, but wingers became inverted to score goals, not to create. So their stronger foot is there for the goal. You understand? Now to now ask for a final pass of that, it's
but you know what? You're always facing, like, you know, like, you're on your left foot facing the goal that way or whatever, yeah? You can do that little slip into the channel.
About the pass that you're thinking of, a different pass. If a man cuts in and you've got Timber going line, Saka's going to play that good pass for Timber. One touch in the box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sort of pass there, that pass, and it's not basic, but that pass with the right weight,
yeah.
That pass, I see him struggle with that.
Saka's a creator. Saka's there to create and Mbeumo is there to finish moves.
Saka's there to score as well.
No,
bro.
But again, but he's way more of a creator than Mbeumo. And Mbeumo can play 9. No. You get me? You'd never play Saka in a 9.
That's the point Lippy's making is exactly what I was going to say. If I watched Mbeumo last season score 20 goals, why do I say go create for me? This doesn't make sense.
I'm not saying for him to go create. What I'm saying is, in the space and the time that you have the ball to create, I just expect you to have a better final ball.
But
there's been
why?
Matches. There's
but
been
why?
Because sometimes he finds himself in positions in which he can make a pass. It doesn't matter if you're the guy that's meant to score.
You find him in positions. You don't say he can make the pass because he hasn't. So your thing is based upon what you want him to do. But you've not seen him do it. So let's go back to what he's done at Brentford. He was more or less up front with Vissa.
Yes,
playing two up top. So which means he's the last man. He's on the final defender. I'm telling you, as a centre back, you see, if I've got Mbeumo there, I am furious. I'm scared. If Mbeumo's where that camera is over there, I can see the dangers. He's got pace, a good finish. That's not the man you put in front of the striker. And say, you should put him. If anything, he's inside forward or he's beside Sesko. You don't say to him, I beg you, create for me.
No, but you lot got me wrong. I'm not asking him to be a career. I'm not asking him to be Bruno and start doing that. I'm saying in situations in certain games, his final ball hasn't been good enough. I'm not asking him to do 10 through
balls.
He's
telling you why it's bad.
Hearing that. But for 75 mil, for a professional footballer, I expect a certain level
you can't do that.
With passing.
You can't do that.
Do you know what it is?
I'm not asking for the
world. Do you know what it is? imagine you've bought... Because he's an attacking player. Like I understand what you're saying. You're saying he's coming... Broski, his whole... he finishes 20 league goals.
I hear what he done.
From Brentford, bro. And the other guy scored 19 league goals. He's a killer. He's not there to play a final pass to no one. It's not his game.
But he could do it to Vissa.
Newcastle's and Vissa, but where did they put Vissa? Where are they playing Vissa?
Wide.
Wide or top? They're not playing. They're not saying goal number 10 then. Because your disappointment comes from a situation he shouldn't be in the first place.
Yeah, that what Paul is saying
But I hear what he's saying. For example, like you can do all this other stuff, but you get a little bit careless the moment it's time to provide for someone else. You can slap it top bins, but the little 10-yard slip pass.
I'm not saying that in the 6-7 games he's played, I expect him to be in positions of a creative player. There has been scenarios in which he's coming off the right and he's driving in, similar to Brentford. What I'm saying is, when it gets to the time to play a good pass, more often than not, what I see, the pass ain't great. I'm just talking about the final ball.
Again, I know I keep going back to it, but like for example, when I see Arsenal play, and I see Timber play right back, and I see Odegaard and I see Saka there, I see Odegaard confused on what Timber's gonna do. Not to when Ben White's there. He knows all the areas Ben White's gonna play in. Like it's all, like everyone knows.
Symmetrical, yeah. You know it.
When Mbeumo was at Brentford and I used to watch him and then Vissa, maybe Damsgaard, all the areas he's playing in, he's not playing in them in United. So even a 5-yard pass from an unfamiliar space in the field is just weird.
You can't give him that though. Five-yard pass.
For me, actually, maybe I'll stupid for myself. But I'm saying Mbeumo, not through the mid, it's just.
Do you remember the Arsenal game? You saw Mbeumo get the ball so much in open space, pop it, tried to cross it to the box. When Dalot started overlapping him, he was feeding Dalot and Dalot was but he looked so uncomfortable doing it, is what I'm saying. Because he'd rather
Do you know what he's right?
I'm not saying
he's wrong. See the run that Dalot's making? Because put it this way, yeah? This is my thing. To make you understand a little bit more, yeah? I think Mbeumo, especially Mbeumo and Gyökeres have a similar issue right now, yeah?
Let's be honest.
But you see what they usually do? Their weight's not an issue, bro. They're there to destroy, man, and be on the end of moves. You understand? But when you've got them to be this little creative little like middle point in an attack, it's not what they do, bro.
I've seen Mbeumo out. Vapiano's. That's not creative. That's just like... That's no thought.
Past the legs.
Footballers shouldn't be in Vapiano's.
It shouldn't be.
Badders getting pasta.
Listen, we'll move on.
It's not creativity, fam.
Mbeumo will get there, man.
Ertzl would never go Vapiano's.
Number four on the list is Tesco. United. Benjamin Sesko, 76.5 million, including add-ons, 7 appearances and 2 goals in the Premier League. I think this is the man that needs to sacrifice his game in order for the man that we just spoke about before and the other man to be better. And I know, and that's not his fault, but it's just, that's football science, bro. If you got two
Now we got three that people that want to be number nine. That's what I was trying to say.
The nine has to be the creator, bro. The 6'5" guy that wins the flick on.
Why do you feel like he has to sacrifice what he's doing though?
Because the other two got 20.
That's what I don't think he should, but why do you think
Just land, because this is my thing, yeah? Mbeumo and Cunha score goals in the Prem. That's proven, bro. What else is proven is he is a 6'5" human. If he turns into a target man, he's going to be very difficult to deal with. And I admit, I never say it, he's a much better footballer than I make out. If I think if he kind of sacrificed the goal scoring thing and came a provider for them two other men, I think you'd be a lot harder to play against.
Disagree completely.
I
disagree.
I understand what you're saying to you. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But then if he sacrifices, the next conversation as pundits and fans and stuff are going to be that he is not worth the money because he's not putting up the stats.
No, that's him.
For the team
I'll
now.
I'll be real, and the main person I go to, bro, is Bobby Firmino, bro. When the people around him were doing well, no one was getting onto him about stats.
It's true. Benzi had to go through it as well.
He is 6'5".
Kovacic.
Mobile. Do you know what it is? Let me say what I rate about him now. He's 6'5". He's very mobile for a player his size, yeah? He's very good with a ball at his feet for a player his size. He can help the two guys either side of him. He's got all the tools for it on his worst day. But you've got him trying to run beyond. It doesn't make sense.
Cameroon's coaching him like
you've
Gyokeren,
got two
bro.
Guys. Even if it's just Mbeumo, that's a man that scores goals for fun, fam. We've seen it. Without a big 6'5" man there to govern.
But Lippy, this system, we haven't seen
Mbeumo. They've got to find a way though, bro.
Sesko, for me, is cold. He's class. Yeah. He's tall. He's got a great touch. Left foot, right foot. He's got ability. Now, the one thing I didn't think he could do is be a 6-yard box striker. I didn't see that. I know my man can shoot from 25 yards, 30 yards. He's going to score sensational goals. If he's adding that to his game right now, the rest of it he's poaching. Got. Whether you lot want to admit it or not, Sesko's got it. Now, if he's adding little 5-yard goals to the...
poaching.
Brother, we've got a problem.
Complete.
Because Mbeumo's not going to do that. Mbeumo's goals are complete. Pretty much what they are. Sesko is an all-round top player. If he starts scoring boring goals attached to them exciting goals,
he's near enough complete.
You've got an issue.
You bought a man 6'5".
You ain't seen no exciting goals.
No, from United, I'm saying.
Just oh, two of course, tappings. Yeah.
He's a kitchen sink.
You can't buy a man 6'5" to score goals from 25 yards. Now, I'm not even talking about his goals.
You're not buying for that, no, but he's capable of doing that. Because Ibrahimovic was capable of scoring overhead kicks.
This is my thing, is when he's not scoring, like the Walter Mada, he's an inch shorter than him. Yeah, if you play certain balls in the air for my man, he'll be the only player in the pitch that can reach them. And the guys that's winning the knock-ons are scoring 20 league goals for Brentford. It's a no-brainer, bro. Is it to get him? Because my thing is, that's not even necessarily sacrificing his game. That's one part of his game. Because Gyökeres is doing it. Yeah, he's scoring less goals. He's not going to get the 50 that he got in Portugal, but we're top of the league.
I think he's got no choice but to sacrifice.
Broski, when you've got a guy that size, he's going to come across guys that have to deal with him, that cannot deal with him.
I think it's all an Amarin problem, you know?
100% it is, bro.
They've basically brought three players that start week in, week out that are on their
they've
own mission.
They've misprofiled everyone, bro. Every player
one,
they got
one's
been
Franklin, one's Trevor, one's Michael. GTA, they're all on their own mission, bro.
And then you got CJ Bruno from San Andreas.
Big smoke, big smoke.
Here we go again.
Yeah, you get me. Like it's you've got. You're right. People are misprofiled.
Why don't Man United just obviously? There's loads of reasons why. But if they just put Sesko up top, Cunha on the left,
yes.
Bremo on the right.
There you go.
You got Casemiro, Colby Mainu, and flipping or whoever in the midfield. You're done.
He's too stubborn.
That's crazy. Yeah, he's stubborn.
He's
you're basically
stubborn.
Saying in the other half of the field, you see you three. Go mad. We've got protection. We've got
creativity.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Bro, he's a nutcase.
Amarin wants it to work so bad, bro.
Do you know
that's it.
Is? In a way, it makes sense because you get to be compact. You get to. We're talking about them starts of your games. That's because of your shape. That's very hard to deal with initially. But like you
it's
said,
uncomfortable.
The second you get it, you get it.
Here's the problem,
that's
yeah.
It. You can even put Cunha in the 10, put Diallo wide out. There's bare things you can do which doesn't involve.
He don't do any. Listen, he's too stubborn. Like he cares more about his philosophy than points.
He wants to prove. He wants to prove
he
the world wrong.
He don't care about points. He wants his
not
way
changing.
To work.
But Dan, that's a dangerous man, you know.
Yeah, of course it is.
We're gonna go to number three now.
We're touching Liverpool territory.
Number
now.
Three, we are definitely touching
we
Liverpool
are
territory.
Anfield now.
I don't think we're gonna leave Liverpool.
Nah,
now.
We're staying.
Yeah, we're here.
Right,
for
quickly,
a minute,
can I just make a point yeah. quickly?
On,
not one Chelsea player in this list.
Yeah, that's because you
I
lot.
Just want everyone,
that's
yeah,
that's because you lot got the middle.
Bro,
man.
you got 15 men loaned back.
No, don't.
You got bare man loaned back.
Why?
Because just wanted to make a point.
Slap a 10 million on Gittins and these man. We are cussing them. Yeah, it's only because
but
they're just
didn't.
Below. But listen.
Them are on like 30.
We're gonna talk
week,
about.
Bro.
We're gonna talk
light.
About.
We're moving light.
Yeah, you are moving light. You are sliding. But you know what? We're gonna talk about the Liverpool three now. Hugo Ekitike, 76.5 million euros, including add-ons, 6 appearances, 3 goals, 1 assist. Again, we thought that certain strikers were the guys, and it looks like this is the guy.
We never spoke bad about him, though.
Purple we didn't patch. Speak bad
purple
about
patch.
Him.
Purple patch.
Oh, you think this is a purple patch?
I think he's a bit angry.
We have a nine on the show. And I think a nine.
Two nines.
A nine.
I'm like, Whistler. Oh, never mind.
You know, ZD's.
I correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. Just say yes or no. Have I lied?
You are, but you're like,
there we go. There we go.
No, no, but yeah, but no, but this is a 999. And I think a nine.
Yokeres.
A nine. But you know when a nine is just a nine? I think a nine's performance matters on their mood so much. And you said he's angry.
Yeah, I think he's a bit angry.
Is that a good and a bad thing at the moment?
I think it's a good thing, but then it's also a bad thing. So like, for example, the red.
Yes.
I think I that's talk on that. That's something that's just out of anger.
Emotion.
Like, I don't even care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at me.
The bunny sack.
In his mind, he's thinking he's going to be the starting number.
I am the guy, yeah.
Shawn Michaels.
That, you know, perfect. But he in his mind is thinking, Rod, you know what? I'm gonna be the number nine. Isak's thing is not going through. So it going through, although he's wants to be happy about it, he's burning. Yeah. And plus he's actually doing better than him as well.
Definitely doing better.
Way better than him.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I think he will do better than Isak.
No, it is Hugo obviously was part of a mad saga, something that we kind of haven't seen before, where Liverpool said to Newcastle, you know what? You lot want this man. We're going to grab him. No, we won't grab him if you let us get Isak.
Yeah.
They didn't let them get Isak. Somehow these Scouse man got both of them.
That's nasty.
It's nasty.
Dark.
But
and Ekitike didn't know that, right? So when Ekitike landed...
I'd like to think, in hindsight, that Ekitike knew that if there was a chance Isak could go to Liverpool, he'd turn up there, bro.
But he still wanted to take this opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's where you have to rate him. He's done the brave thing.
Do you know what I think he's done that as well?
Go on.
Because he's not just a sole nine. He's not just a number nine. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're the same. They are the exact same profile of player.
You wouldn't put Isak... I know what you're saying, but you wouldn't put Isak wide, though. You could play Ekitike wide.
If he wasn't scoring, you would, though. If I know, put it this way, Isak has the profile that he has coming into the team. But if it was the other way around, you wouldn't mind playing him on the
I'm
left.
I'm just talking for a bad boy. Actual heat maps, you will see them in the exact same spaces.
You'd rather put Ekitike out wide than what's
it called,
though?
Different, but imagine Liverpool still had Suarez when they got Isak and you wanted to play both of them. You'll play Isak on going the left, wide. Bro. Exactly.
But so the thing is, this situation was a bit unique, though, because I always believed it was going to be someone and Jota. That's what I always believed. So when they signed Ekitike, I think Ekitike, Jota, Darwin Nunez goes. Shout out, Jota, you don't know my brother. But then by the time they got to bring in Isak now, I think Jota would have been number one. Ekitike would have been the guy that's coming through. Now, they got Isak and Ekitike.
Are you not stupid?
Why are you not crying?
Are you not flipping stupid?
What are you talking about? I'm not even doing
this. Are you not stupid?
What are you on? I'm not.
Bro, it's him. Do you
know what Greg, you know?
It's Greg, bro.
No. It's him.
It's Dan. It's Dan. It's been Dan. It's been Dan.
I promise you, it's Dan, bro.
There's only so long I can keep talking about it, man. I'm just smiling.
Bro, it's Dan.
They're smiling about Jota. I'm a smile.
I'm telling you, it's Dan.
Let me be honest. Can I be brutally honest about it? I just didn't know you was going there.
Left. Yeah.
I had no idea.
But he started.
Yo, why did you ask us why? Because we would have recovered.
He
can't breathe.
It's a good point I'm trying to make.
No, facts.
But yeah, going back to the point, I just think Hugo Ekitike, to me, because I've seen him at PSG telling Mbappe, I'm better looking than you. I think he's he's like, I'm the best looking person in PSG.
Who said that?
And Ekitike when he was at PSG.
Then he got dropped.
Then he got dropped.
That
so,
is dark.
But I think, do you know what it says to me? When you know them guys that they'll be in a room and they might feel a bit under pressure that they ain't got money. All right, man's got money, you know.
Tiny
what are we spending?
Insecure.
A bit insecure. Yeah. I think him taking off that top to score a tap-in after Chiesa done all the work in the last minute against who? Southampton in the championship to show.
In the
that celebration belongs to Messi, who scored the last minute goal against Real Madrid in the El Clasico. Not Southampton in the last minute of
he's
what?
Rattled, he's rattled, he's rattled,
he's
rattled.
He's a pillow talker, I can tell.
He's 100%.
I've done that on a Sunday.
100%.
Pillow talker.
He's rattled. Sunday. He's rattled.
I think he's irrational, isn't it? He's irrational.
At the moment.
He's angry.
Yeah.
And rightly so. I feel like he should be starting. I think he should be the sole number nine. That's what he probably been imagined. They probably had talks with his agent and with the manager, and he was meant to be the sole number nine.
He never would have gone to Liverpool. He couldn't go to Liverpool and be in front of Jota. No way. No way.
I think he would have, bro. 100%.
Remember, Ekitike, you're looking, you lot, one second, you lot are rating Ekitike now. I'm telling you, this is hindsight. At the start, no one preempted to get 4 goals and assists in 6 games from Ekitike.
Bro, as much as I hear that, the money they paid for him, especially if Isak didn't land, he came to start, bro. He came to start.
It's like, you know when you've been here. You see when the manager You see like when a manager will call you and be like, yeah, you're going to start. Like, listen, Menace, look, I've seen your clips. I think you're a fantastic player.
I've got that.
You are going to be a starter at our club.
What's the money like though?
$350 a week.
Land it now. Land it. You're going to overplay.
He's not starting every week. I'm vexed.
So you're saying the gaffer told him.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think
that's why he's acting irrational though, because of that, because of the circumstance.
You see, acting irrational. You don't just wake up one day and do it. That's a part of your personality.
Trust me.
You can tell from when he was saying I'm the buffest at PSG or whatever. He's got that mad thing in him.
That's probably just him being big time or him. It's insecurity. Who said that?
Insecure.
Maybe it's just a bad attitude. How many footballers do have it? It's just a bad attitude. Yeah. And it works for him. Bottom line, he's producing, yeah? And he has maybe not lived up to a 76 point. You need longer than this to live up to a price tag like
that. Yeah, 100%.
But he has been one of the standout players for Liverpool. And I'm surprised that Liverpool found a way to even make this work. Because Gakpo's in the mix. Gakpo's playing out there just the other day.
But let's have it right though, yeah? He started before Isak was a Liverpool player. He was happy. He was scoring the first number nine on the team sheet. Isak's landed now. He's still doing all right. But like you said, the emotional celebration is obviously because he felt Isak scored in that game.
Yeah.
Didn't he? So that was his statement of saying like, I'm still here.
Wow.
Frimpong's run over to him and said, you're sent off now. He hasn't reacted. That's basically him saying, I don't care. I need Anfield to know I'm here.
I'm the guy.
Bro, what? 7 games in. Brother, you've just joined a champion side alongside a new 9. You should just be thinking,
yeah,
I'm here.
Times. It's bad times.
This is my point of what I'm trying to say though. Yeah. He's probably had conversation talks. He's probably in his mind thinking that, yo, Isak is not coming.
Yeah,
it's done now. So that celebration is out of anger and probably just...
Yeah, but there's two of you. You're on the same team, same objective. You can't now become the bad apple.
He couldn't think Isak's not coming. Yeah. Let me show you why. It's a silly thing to think Isak's not coming. One of the strikers have passed away. The other one's in Saudi. There's only one striker. No one is going to say, we've just won the league. We're going to trust a 22-year-old Ekitike all season. You're not going
to
do that.
But then what I'm saying to you is, yeah, this is where managers sell players' dreams. And that's what I'm saying to you. The conversation he's probably had is that he's going to start every season.
It changes. Things change.
I'm telling you, bro.
Before Yota pass, sorry. I don't know how to wear that. I don't want to get anyone mad. Let's just relax for a second. Yeah? Before the Yota situation, the whole saga of the summer was about Isak and Liverpool. There's Ekitike signed knowing there was a possibility. There's no way in hell he could have signed thinking Isak could not turn up here.
And if he did, it doesn't matter. You're on the same team. You've got the same objective. There's plenty of games to play. You're going to have to be... Get me? Good Johnson and Hasselbank.
You've come from Stuttgart, whatever they're bloody well called, in Germany. You don't start for France.
Frankfurt.
You don't start for France. You've done well for Frankfurt. It was your first season there. Like, you don't have no right to go to Liverpool, champions, and start. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if it's 76. You don't have that right. You're not that type of profile. So I don't think he would have been told, you're starting. I think he would have been told, you know what I'm saying? We're going to start you as much as we can, but you're a key player.
What happened is he landed, he started pre-season well in the 9. He earned a starting place. Isak with his... We'll talk about him later, man. We'll go to number 2.
But 6-6 apps, 3 goals and an assist is decent.
Florian Wirtz is a...
What's 007?
Agent for... Is it MI6 they call themselves, innit?
I think he calls them mum. Is it mum?
Yeah. MI5?
No, MI5 is the real one.
Yeah.
MI6 is in James Bond realm, who Florian Wirtz works for, because he is 007. 7 appearances.
Bond.
He cost 125 million euros, and that is 7 appearances. Fah! 0 assists, 0 goals, golden eye.
Fah!
Tomorrow never dies.
Golden gun. Yeah. He, however, he still does pass the eye test.
Yeah, brother.
Hold on.
I'm savage. Don't savage.
Do Paul, stop saying.
What do you mean?
Paul, do you 125 right, million?
Hear me
for,
out.
No, I'm going to hear you out, but I want to let you know now.
Go on.
Can I do it?
Play it.
The loons card is being played again.
Where are we?
Hey, how many cards have you got, bro?
I've got debit unlimited
cards, birthday
loons
cards, everything.
The loons card is like a receipt. You know, you just back on the whole
suit. Yeah? Just the mask. Yeah, yeah, I said yeah, the mask is that.
So my loons card is the second they dropped from that first place spot. We can now say, what's going on here? Because I will one thing I will say is from a 10, from a which is still a central midfield player in my eyes, you can go 7 games without a goal and assist and still be amazing. I know that. But with him, that's not the case. And Liverpool are now, what do I say, suffering.
All right, so let me just, obviously, I'm a little piece old. Do you remember when Arsenal signed Alexander Kleb? Yeah. Who remembers that?
Oh, silk, man.
Now, yeah. Kleb to me and Wirtz are similar in my head.
No,
in a sense
no,
of,
no,
I
no.
have to land. I have
go
to land.
Then, go on then. I'm going to tell you why.
And I can take a no from, but I can't take a no from.
You're going to get it.
Oh, why?
No, no, no. It doesn't matter.
What's that for?
It doesn't matter.
I'm not going to argue with you no more. I'm not going to argue with you no more.
Menace. It doesn't matter.
You know when a man does that?
Yeah.
No words. I can take him again. I can't take him again.
It doesn't even matter. Let him land his point. Because I want to hear this now. Because now he said no for me. I want to hear this. You better make sure you say something good.
I posed me with like 50.
So Kleb, when he came to Arsenal, I did not understand the signing. I hadn't watched a lot of him in Germany, to be fair, but I didn't understand the signing. But then when I would watch it, it's what Dan said. I would see him do something that nobody else on the pitch is capable of. And then I would go, how can we do that more frequently? And I've watched Wirtz do it. And the last time I saw it is against, was it Palace or Chelsea?
I'm mad against Chelsea.
Against Chelsea, I'm watching. Wirtz has come on. That little back heel flick thing was dark. And the only reasons why it didn't benefit is because Steve-O's arch enemy didn't score. Barring that, we're not having this 007 conversation. So,
and not even just that. He's had moments. Like he hasn't been helped by the likes of Gakpo. Every name we've just named.
Brother.
Gakpo, Ekitike, Isak. They're just coming on trying to do the gunman thing. And it's taken away from him, but he's creating chances. Oh. If he was to go to chances created,
different conversation.
Completely.
And then, do you know what? Like I said, when you see the signs of it, eventually it all makes sense. This guy can keep going on his phone, but he hasn't seen one ringing. Thing from Gokkeres.
Yous are busy.
Listen.
The goal that Chelsea scored last minute. Why was it?
Hold on.
Why was it because of?
Are you hearing this?
It's because Chelsea were the better team. No, I understand that, but. What?
Hold on, are you listening?
Chat to me.
I Google how much Leb costs for me, please.
Stay there. But was it world record?
Bro, just Google it, bro.
It was like 12 mil.
Internet, bro.
So it was nothing. It wasn't even a lot.
Eight to 10 mil, Leb, by the way.
8 to 10 mil.
Depending on bonuses, 10
and
mil.
This is the difference.
The price.
About 100 million euros, mate. This is my thing, yeah? Hleb, I hear it. Hleb, we bought Hleb off the back of top four season.
For the ninth time in a row.
Trying to do the buy some idiots because we're trying to pay off a stadium or whatever. You understand? It's all kind of excuses.
Circumstances are different.
Yeah. Last season at Highbury.
Yeah, we were the
Burgundy Emirates
kit.
Paid for. Burgundy Hleb kit. Has come from... I think what was Hleb? Belarusian?
Belarus.
No, I think he was... Belarusian.
Hleb was Belarus.
There was no expectation. Wirtz has landed. Bro, you see me? I only know about Wirtz from FIFA. He's a bad boy on there. All I got from Wirtz is FIFA and unbeaten season and loons chatting off his mouth about whatever. So I expected this guy to hit the ground running.
I think the circumstances are different. Happened. He was, if correct me if I'm wrong, Liverpool's first signing early doors. They may be signing before the season ended. That's how early they got.
Should be
was it too early?
No. They got him. He had whole preseason with them.
Of course they got him early and got gas, 110%. But he's a bad boy though. There's no debate in that.
I'm waiting for you to go against what I've said because I'm still confused because you're saying the circumstances are different in terms of prior, but I ain't talking about prior. I'm talking about watching football. I don't know nothing about these niggas and I watch him play and I go, I don't get it, but that looks good. I don't get it, but that looks good. It's a very similar situation to Verts without no, do you understand where I'm coming from, Dan? Without no.
All I hear about Verts is neat touches. That's all I've heard.
Darwin Núñez is gone, bro.
Gone, bro.
They shipped him off. He won the league for them, bro.
He didn't want to win the league for them.
He won the league with them.
That's better.
You understand? But they've got rid of certain men to bring in these guys to remain at the same. I'm not.
But
gonna
look at it. If Darwin Núñez wasn't there, do you think they don't win the league?
I'm not going to lie.
You just said Verts had 1,000 created chances. If they were put away, it'd be.
I said that. But Salah keeps hitting Jupiter, innit? And doing mad stuff like that.
You said if they put up his created chances.
No, Dan said that.
I got the Bundesliga hater card as well, as long as the Loons card. I do not rate people from over there. You understand, fam? So I think we had to apply a little bit of Bundesliga tax. The reason I kind of didn't apply it to him is because he was going to a team like Liverpool, who I just thought was so attacking and as expansive as he's just going to fit like a glove.
Mm.
I saw the pre-season and I said, I don't think this is going to happen, guys. Loons told me, and all the other fans said, impossible. With Isak, Salah, all of these people. It's been 7 games. I understand that.
Seven games, I said,
bro, a player his position can go 10, 15 games without a goal or assist.
Loons was just deflecting, saying 5-5, bro.
Florian Wirtz is a symbol of Liverpool trying to change their ways. For a long time, Liverpool didn't even use their midfield like that. They were industrious. And they let their front three almost play a separate game to what the rest of their team was playing. Now, they tried it before when they got Xavi, Thiago, sorry.
Yeah.
And they thought, you know what, let's be a ball-playing team. It didn't work. It doesn't work.
It still made him
It's not part of their DNA. Their DNA is heavy metal football. Yeah. And Verts is maybe doing some cute stuff and it's not coming off, but maybe he just doesn't fit that Liverpool aesthetic.
That Thiago shot was perfect, though.
Can I ask you a little question, though? Because I think when it comes to creative players, they need to understand the league anyway. It's not like strikers and like a goalkeeper or something like that. No disrespect to them. So if a striker comes to the league, after 15 games, what do you expect to see? In 15 games, what is it where you go, yes, he's delivered?
Your currency is goals, isn't it, as a striker? But if you're not giving goals, then at least eye test.
All right, sweet. So let's take a look at a goalkeeper. What would be what you want from a goalkeeper?
Clean sheet.
Shot stopper, clean sheet, yeah.
What would you
clean
want sheet. From your winger?
Creative chances and goals.
What would you want from your creative midfielder?
To create. The rest isn't up to you.
The rest isn't up. So hear me out. So watch this.
Goals and assists, but create.
Think about it, yeah? I need to go over these Liverpool games again, yeah? Because as much as he hasn't been good, yeah? See that one assist that should have happened for Salah? I'd be interested to know how many other times that's happened. Because what we're playing is the stat game that my mum can play. No watch football. Oh, 7 games. But if we start looking at what he's potentially doing, I don't think it's been as
bad.
Hold
on. My thing is stats is what would save him. Because he's not doing nothing, bro. He's not added. Let me land. I don't think he's made Liverpool better. I'm not saying he's necessarily made them worse. But for £125 million, you have been bought to make your team better.
So we got to be harsh because of the price tag.
After 15 games, what do you expect to have seen from your creative midfielder?
Like I said, to make our team more creative and better going forward. I don't think Wirtz has done that. Even if he didn't cost 125, even if it cost £12.5 million, I don't think he's added to what Liverpool have. It's as simple as that.
I think he's different to what Liverpool have had.
I got some stats on him for this season, yeah?
Go on.
Expected assist, he should have 0.87 per game.
That's not even almost an assist.
He's created chances more than 91%. More than 91% of the rest of the league, basically. So he's in the top percentile for chances created.
Expected.
He should be.
Expected.
But what I'm saying keep going.
He is still making an impact on this team.
Bro, as much as I hear that chances created is a tiny part of the game, bro.
So imagine Verts is creating chances for Haaland.
But he's not.
11 big chances created is what is just there. Okay. That's a lot.
But he's doing it for Salah, who's the top goal scorer in the league.
But he's moving weirdo.
No, but again, yeah, but now.
What these lot are saying is basically Verts is doing his job. He's doing all that he can
kinda.
Do. And I don't think he is.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's not as bad as people are making
no
out.
No one's That's saying it's as bad as... No one is saying
he said he done
it's
nothing.
That bad. My thing is, for 125 mil...
I hear it. No inverse, you know he scores goals and he hasn't even done that.
I've sat here, I've seen Steve-O sit there and say, brother, you lot got Gyökeres, 60-something million.
No excuses.
You have to win the league. Yeah. That's what they've told me. So my man for double is allowed to do neat touches. No.
Do you agree with what Steve-O said?
Not necessarily.
So then why are you saying the same thing?
But there's truth in what he's saying.
Price tag. So you do agree with what he's saying?
There's truth in, whether I agree with it or not, I understand where it's coming from. Arsenal need a goal scorer. We've got a goal scorer now. You shouldn't complain. Liverpool need nothing. They already won. Yeah. You've added who you lot have told me is one of the best players in the world. And it's not working out. I'm allowed to say it's Meedy. It's so far, 7 games.
Nah, true,
after
true,
27,
true.
I could
125, I hear it. The money's a lot. He is going to... It's going to be like cold. One of them buses that two number sevens just come out of nowhere.
That's why I said Alexander Kleb.
Broski, if he has a bad season, I'll still think he's a good player.
He'll get 2-3 assists in one game.
I still think he's a good player. I don't care about this. You understand? But I'm just saying, based on Unaman, number one doll. Who I'm not allowing. Because this says Alexander Isak, 145 million, including add-on. They said, hold on, what's this? Just like the Diddy. No, listen. They edited his face.
That's him right now. That's him right now.
Do you know who they're saying? Is Alexander Isak lookalike.
Who?
Do you know who they're saying?
Who?
Is Alexander Isak lookalike.
Land.
Mr. HMRC.
Look at Billy.
I need you to HMRC that.
Wait.
Are you having that foul? Is that foul cutting loose?
We need to put that to rest.
No, because you know what it is?
I hear it though.
Now you don't.
I can see it.
They done that. You know what it is? They put a picture of you up and I thought they done the Graham Potter thing and I thought they edited his face onto your face.
It was his face.
It was just your face.
It was his face.
And you, broski. You're looking a little bit Eritrean. Yeah.
Where are you from? Nine-ish.
Congo.
Oh, Congolese.
Is that Congolese?
Mama Nangai.
What is it with this table?
Oh my God.
What is going on with this table?
This is a bad table, you know. It's a bad table.
Bad table. What?
Yeah. Hey,
Karol.
HMRC.
HMRC.
The Union of Congolese, bro. We're here, bro.
Leave them.
Okay.
They don't know
yet.
I was wondering why none of your files are getting brought up. I said, what's going on?
He said he was at Palace.
No, we've seen the pictures. I've seen the pictures.
It's already been fact checked.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'll be real, I was at Fulham. Kicks.
Kicks.
You know
Kicks. I was at QPR.
I was at Kicks. I was at Kicks.
I tell you what that is. That's foundation football, bro. That is foundation football, bro.
Crystal Palace Kicks. I beg you, check it again.
Let's just say, out of the filthy squad, extended family, you look like it's at the most. Yeah, that's fair. And your team just done them over on the weekend.
Properly.
Just gone. So chat to us about Alexander Isak, man, 145 million euros. We could give him the no preseason excuse, I guess. But...
Right, no, we can't.
Okay.
No, we
you know what? We're not doing the time thing. We're not doing the time thing because I remember we signed Caicedo, who scored an absolute banger in that game. We signed him and he made his debut against West Ham. He gave away a penalty in that game.
Yeah.
And it was that same fan base because we nicked him off their hands. They wanted to kill him. So I'm not doing that with Isak.
No grace.
You're 145, including add-ons.
That's 180
you know
then.
I want to talk about some other players now. Benjamin Sesko, Victor Gyökeres. These guys have been given a hard time, man. Done more than this guy, but they've been given a... You know what? I think Sesko and Gyökeres put together is probably around the same fee as this one man. And this
With some change to feed the family, the next generation
the
family.
Next, yeah.
Has he even shown any Isak traits yet? That's the thing, like, even when I watched him against us.
Wrong player for
them. I didn't see nothing.
You know what it is? They were overhyping the touch. That touch was for him.
Tell him that touch was for him
all day.
So let's clear something up, yeah? 3 appearances, 1 assist. I'm going to talk on the 1 assist.
Chat to me, bro.
Dark.
Burner Boy. What tune was it when they're stomping on the floor? with the Timbs. Oh, yeah. Ajay, Ajay, boom. Dun, dun. Ajay, Ajay. That was the assist. That was the assist.
Ajay, Ajay.
That was not meant to be an assist. No, it was him. The touch.
Of course it was for him.
Of Satan. That was a bad touch. Bad touch. And it just happened. It just landed.
Him as well.
Because Ekitike's in the mood, in that angry Gakpo, mood, Gakpo. Has to prove a point.
Gakpo.
Sorry.
Gakpo.
Can't even land it.
You
now,
don't even
man.
Know.
But anyhow, same features. You know what I'm saying?
That's racist.
That's not. We're all black. We're all black.
But anyhow, if that is an assist, he's in trouble.
That's assist.
It's something that.
Just assist. It's not an assist. It's just assist. It's just assist. Yes, just assist.
Just ass.
That's how Ice Kid said it. That's just one ass.
Yeah, that's an ass. That's an ass.
You're going to say I'm going mad, yeah? But if you want Isak to be Isak, there's one man they need to sign in Jan. And the way their fullback situation is looking at, I think you can even convert this guy to a right back.
Ah.
Get Jacob Murphy in, man.
Oh, don't do that.
He set him up telling, so much.
Bro, what Jacob Murphy did for him last season, yeah? Bro, what he did for him last season was serious things, bro.
Jacob and Joshua Murphy, Byron Court Primary School, North Wembley. I showed them the way. I taught them the instep thing. No, they won't remember me when you ask them. But if you show them, you give them a physical description.
I hate HMRC. I'll ask Josh.
Don't do
what
that.
What are you saying?
Man.
Jacob Murphy was the sole like provider for Isak last season.
Where do you think his 13 assists went last season?
Crazy.
Ah, is that what you're doing?
No, but I'm saying
it's just
like
facts,
bro,
though.
He was like Jacob Murphy. Yeah. Like we can laugh and joke about it, but he's the type of player, he'll get the ball and he'll find someone in the box.
Yeah, handle.
And Isak was like usually that guy in the box. Now, you've got Gakpo to your left, you've got Salah to your right. Brother, you don't know when that ball's coming across.
You don't know. You actually don't know.
It's a guessing game.
It's United problem.
It's the same as United.
It's the same as United, bro.
You see Salah,
hella gunman.
See Salah, they might kill me for this, but I say he plays like he's reacting to the ball, innit? So
yeah,
he's reacting to the ball. As a striker, what are you reacting to? At some point,
clubs. He's
just going to
You can never be sure. So
Dan,
it's like
Dan, don't please. How many assists did he get?
Who?
Jacob Murphy.
30. 13, I think.
I got him.
Was it 40 or 12?
I got him.
Gems. You got
he
HMRC.
Has to speak facts.
What did he get?
This is about not feelings. What did you say?
Facts,
say
not feelings.
Facts, not feelings. He got 12 assists. Oh, was wrong.
He's only one.
I said 13.
I want that. I got you.
Okay, you got me. You figured me out.
I got him.
Close the whole organization down.
You got one now. We're not gonna.
But we hear what you're saying, though.
Wait, you know, like a striker can move off Saka, like you know, once they get their head up, that ball's coming in, like
yeah,
a Ziyech, Mahrez, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Premeditated.
With Salah, when on earth do you make that run?
Yeah. You don't know if you want
when?
To tuck in.
You're gonna be offside
same
for
with
the whole match.
Though.
Same. They're both. They're
what
both.
What Mane was complaining about? Mane hates playing with Salah.
Mm. Yeah, but Mane was getting a lot of his joy from Trent because the ball was going to dive in. So that's why I said, like, I'm not. It sounds like I'm joking. Obviously, like Jacob Murphy's not going to be a right back, but like those, he needs someone in that team
to
that
provide.
Can provide the ball. Bro, yeah. They signed a right back that likes to dribble, in Jeremy Frimpong. They've got a winger who likes to dribble.
Same problem that United
back
got.
That I don't know what he's doing.
Gunmen everywhere. Virch is the only creator.
All on their own mission.
And even him, he's a weird creator. He might just shoot as well.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's GTA. You could change character to be the main player. Mm, you could be Trevor at one point. Go to Michael.
So Liverpool can't win the league?
I'm not saying that.
We're just judging off the money that's spent on these players and what are the contributions they've given.
We're judging off the first seven games of the season. We've got the international break. The best way to judge the future is to judge the past. Like,
I think the international break is the best thing that Liverpool can do to recuperate. In terms of like winning the league and stuff, nah. I don't know. We can't count them out.
I think it goes back to Manchester.
I think that as well.
I don't think so.
I kind of did say
who?
That before.
City. Yeah.
They look scary, bro.
What do you mean who? Who else can it be?
They're still in transition. Haaland's a monster. They're in transition with the new players that they got. Randers is a greedy guy, you know. Randers is greedy, but yeah.
Hey, do you know what though? Here we are.
Huh?
Make sure we like, comment, subscribe.
don't forget.
Make sure, hear please, don't forget. Because yeah, we're in the comments, we're seeing everything.
Oh, he's loaded. He's loaded, he's malfunctioning.
I thought he was MJ.
My man in Star Wars, I guess, frozen in the team. Han Solo.
C-3PO. No, boy, move like C-3PO.
C-3PO.
Hey, listen, make sure you like, comment, subscribe on the follow and the YouTube page.
On the follow.
Instagram page. Oh, hey.